Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 19 of the Basic Grammar Series. So it's just one more now and then we finish the whole of the A2 level of Norwegian grammar. And today we're just going to talk about some expressions with prepositions. So it's a light episode. And then the first preposition is hos. So this is a concept that you don't have in English, and it means with your at somebody's place if it's a person. So if it's a friend, a neighbor, a baker, a hairdresser, a doctor, you would say hos. So hos bakeren, hos legen, hos en venn, hos naboen. But if you talk about, for example, a shop, you would say i butikken, because a shop is not a person, so you can't say hos butikken. Okay, so a few more examples. Han hos legen, he's at the doctor's. Hun handler hos bakeren, she is shopping at the baker's. And then the other preposition is til, meaning to somewhere. So then you can say, de skal til frisøren, they're going to the hairdresser. But then you would say, de hos frisøren. And then, hun sykler til jobben, she's bicycling to work. So, a couple of fill-ins, if you want to use hos or til. If you say, I'm going to the dentist, you say, jeg skal dra. Good, til tannlegen. And then, we're going to Ole's place, vi drar. Bra, til Ole. And then, we're watching a movie at Ole's place. Vi ser en film. Good. Hos Ole. And then he drinks coffee at the neighbor's place. Han drikker kaffe. Great. Hos naboen. Okay, so that's the first part here. And then you have, when you use the preposition om, if you talk about a part of the day in general, or kind of every time. So if you say, if you want to say, we are exercising in the evenings, you would say, vi trener om kvelden. If you want to say, it's cold during nighttime, you would say, det kaldt om natten. Meaning like, cold during the night, so like, it's almost like every night, it's like more or less every night. If you say, nå det kaldt om natten, it means at least kind of 6 out of 7 nights, it would be cold. And then Nils må alltid ha kaffe. So he always needs a coffee in the morning. Nils må alltid ha kaffe om morgenen. So again, it means every, if you say om, and it's generally about one part of the day. So that's some examples of om. And then we have I, when we talk about a part of the day. So if you say, it usually just means this. So if you say, where are you going this evening? You would say, hvor skal du dra i kveld? So it's not like English, like in the evening. It means this evening. Hvor skal du dra i kveld? Where are you going this evening? And then if you say, we are sleeping outdoors tonight, this night, you would say, vi skal sove ute i natt. Vi skal sove ute i natt. It's a nice summer day. And then på. Some examples when you talk about på and the weekdays. So this rule is very simple. If you talk about a weekday, a specific day during the week, you always use på. So if you want to say he plays guitar on Wednesday, you would say han spiller gitar på onsdag. They are going to exercise on Tuesday and Thursday. De skal trene på tirsdag og torsdag. He is going skiing on Saturday. You would say han skal på ski på lørdag. But here comes the little thing. If you want to say weekend instead, you're not using på, you use I instead. I as duration of time. So if you want to say he's going skiing at the weekend, you would say han skal på ski I helgen. Within the time span of the weekend. So I helgen, but på lørdag or på søndag. And a final little point is the om preposition again when you talk about time, if it is the seasons. So this is similar to you talk about the part of the day. It means every or in, if you talk about during, like every winter, in the winter, you would say, vi går på ski om vinteren. That means like we're skiing during the winter, every winter. They go on holidays in the summer. De drar på ferie om sommeren. And then, two more seasons. When you have autumn, you have nice colors. Om høsten det fine farger. Like every autumn or in the autumns, you have nice colors. And last one, when spring comes, the warmth is coming back. You start with om våren kommer varmen tilbake. So every spring or in the spring, om våren kommer varmen tilbake. Okay, so that's all for this one. So as usual with prepositions, it's just a matter of making a little list with the expressions. You have like general patterns for the prepositions, like when you use it or what they mean conceptually. But then you have also a long list of specific expressions that you just have to remember. So, but the ones we've been through now are very common ones, and they're also consistent when you just know the usage of it, with the hus and the om and the e and the po for these expressions. Okay, so we're going to stop it there, and hope some of this was helpful. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again soon.